You're listening to 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Derek Dunn here in the WFIW studios. It's time for our homecoming parade coverage here. I got Mike Dreith, Billy Rogers, and Mike Copeland. Guys, take it away.
Thank you very much, Double D. Dreith coming to you from the gazebo in downtown Fairfield, right in front of the courthouse on 104.9 WFIW. Mike Copeland, the CEO of Fairfield National Bank. And Mike, first of all, thank you very much for this coverage brought to us by FNB.
My pleasure. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you here. And Billy Rogers. And Billy's going to be able to give us some insight because he knows all these people. He sees them every day at school.
I see most of them. I see them every day. Fortunately, most of these kids I don't see in my room every day. So
I understand. Well, leading off the parade coming up right now, beside us, we have the police department leading some fire trucks. And I'm about ready to look at my rundown sheet so that I can keep track accurately and everybody can give me some names as well. The first thing we're going to see is the FCHS band. They're going to be marching right behind the fire department and a few police vehicles. The weather has subsided for us right now. A little bit of sprinkles, but we're very fortunate. It's cold, it's damp, but it's not keeping people from lining the streets in downtown Fairfield for this big event, the homecoming parade before tonight's big game. Old Glory is passing us right now at the corner in front of the courthouse.
VFW doing the color guard this year. It's always good to see those folks coming out.
And the old fire truck, the original fire truck, if I'm not mistaken, right after that, followed by one of the more modern Fairfield Fire Department vehicles. And when the marching Fairfield High School band gets close to us, we'll let you hear them a little bit as they start to make the corner.
How many are they marching this year, Billy? Do you know?
I really don't know. They, of course, you have your marching band, then you have your pep band, then you have your, you know, state. So I really don't. I don't know how
it's
many they're marching.
Pretty good group of them.
It's not bad. Not bad at all.
That's about as many as I remember seeing in the marching band, quite honestly. I'll tell you what. They're starting to play. We'll see if we can listen to them for a little while. Well, they're passing right in front of us, and we'll hear him again tonight at the football game, and this is going to be a heck of a football game, Billy.
Absolutely. I know that El Dorado coming in at 6-1, the Mules at 7-0.
There you go.
Mules win tonight, and Mike, and they've got to at least guaranteed a share of the Black Diamond Conference Championship.
We want it all, though, don't we, Billy?
Absolutely. There's no sense in sharing. Why share when you can have the whole thing?
And Carter Trucking providing the semi-tractor trailer that has the undefeated Fairfield Mules on the back right now. So wave at them, and they're going to wave back. Go get them tonight, guys. Making the wide turn. I have to tell you, not many teams, not many towns get the opportunity 2 years in a row to have the homecoming game with an undefeated home team.
That's right. That's right.
So we're very, very fortunate. Cheerleading folks coming up after that. The ladies in a white pickup truck making the corner.
Followed by Kenzie Vaughn. Kenzie is one of the freshman attendants. Her escort, the one driving the car, is
now
Cody Cantrell.
That's a brave woman there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Barefoot.
Oh, yeah. She is, isn't she?
Well, you don't want to ruin your good shoes. You know, I mean, that's important. The next car in the Corvette is freshman attendant Savannah Ellis. Her escort is Tanner Garrison. Tanner, one of the senior football Mules.
What's going to happen, Mike, is she's going right past the clothesline.
Yeah, right.
So she's going to be able to pick up another pair.
Exactly.
Slip some shoes on and just keep going.
Next, we've got a float.
This would be the freshman float. Kiss the Eagles goodbye. See the emoji there? I get it.
pretty attractive, nicely done. Do we know what place they got, Billy?
We do not. We do have the top three. We know, and which we will see here in a minute they make their way past. But the senior class won the Precision Eye Care Award for the most eye-catching float.
Okay,
so they finished in first place.
Right after the freshmen, we have the sophomores, and that one reads.
Mikhail Snyder is one of the sophomore attendants.
Mules, Kings, and the BDC.
Kings of the BDC. Hopefully two years
in a row. I'm sorry, Billy. I interrupted you.
You're fine. Mikhail Snyder is the next sophomore attendant. Her escort is senior football player Logan Trent.
Boy, it really is a bummer when you have a convertible and you can't use it.
Exactly.
That's right.
Then the next sophomore attendant is Abby Simpson, and her escort is Mule football player Dylan Hefner.
Boy, he can run the football.
Yes. Then we get into the junior attendants. Phoebe August with Jazelle O'Neill as her escort. And there is junior attendant Jacinda Kuhn. And her escort is Johnny Jones.
What kind of vehicle is that?
That's
anybody?
A Ford, isn't it?
That's a 58 Ford Fairlane Skyliner,
baby.
Retractable hardtop.
That is sweet.
Glad you asked. That's the only one I'm going to be able to tell you that much about.
Eagles have treble coming.
See what they did there?
Okay, a play on words, music. That's another float that's just gone by. I guess that was the senior float. Yes?
No, senior float should be coming.
That's the junior float.
That's the junior float. Now we get to the senior queen candidates.
All right,
The first one, I believe, is Avery McCulley. Yes, Avery McCulley and... She is escorted by King candidate Reese Lee. The second one in line, I'm just making sure I don't read them out of order here, is, I believe, Rachel.
It's kind of difficult with all the
Yeah, it is. It's Rachel.
Down.
Rachel Jennings. I'm making sure it's Rachel Jennings and her escort, King candidate Jeffrey Zerlini. And then the third homecoming queen candidate is Tori Moore. And she is escorted by Mules quarterback Alec Pruitt.
We've had some rain. Right now, it's just cold. It's probably in the upper 40s, maybe early 50s. There's no more rain at this point, but it's overcast and it's cold. And they obviously had to make a decision at some point. We're not going to have the tops down on these cars, even though they're cool cars. And so it's been more difficult to be able to identify the people as they go by. Now, there's quite a lag in the parade right now. We're sitting here at the gazebo, Billy Rogers, Mike Copeland, Mike Dreith on 104.9 WFIW, the station listened to, not just heard. And boy, there's 60 plus entries into this parade. So
it's pretty good for a small town.
It's a big one.
This is the senior float. The senior float makes its way around, and I believe it's the fortune teller float, if I'm not mistaken.
Ah, I get that. There's a mule in the fortune-telling booth.
And those girls lost their shoes, too.
Yes.
Man.
They're tough.
I'll say.
All I know is they're dragging my daughter up to the float. So I may be minus one when I leave
here. Yeah.
That happens.
Okay, now we have some more.
This is our crown bearers. Crown bearers. You just had one. But now that we do king and queen. And it is Carmen Smith. That's KD and Samantha's daughter, Carmen. And the boy, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, is Callan. I think it's Callan Robbins.
Yep.
Mr. and Mrs. Kurt Robbins is youngin. So those are our two crown bearers for the festivities tomorrow night.
And that'll be at the FCHS gym tomorrow night, Billy?
Yes. Yes.
7 o'clock, I believe.
I believe 7. That's what I was going to say, but I didn't want to mess that up.
FCCLA. They got the mixing bowl and the...
What's it say, Mike?
Ingredients. Offense, defense, rushing. It's clever.
Teamwork. Mules have the winning recipe. That is nice job, FCCLA.
Yeah. All right, we got another float coming up behind that.
This is FFA.
Is this FFA or FBLA?
It's FFA. Yes. There's Lane.
Yes.
Yeah.
The FBLA should be behind it.
Okay. Yeah, the FFA. And the FFA was the third place, won the third place award. And senior class was first place, second place went to the freshman class, and third place went to the FFA.
Some of these floats have taken a little bit of a beating because of the rain.
Yes. Yes.
And there's, after that is the FBLA pickup with, I assume, some of the officers in the back of it. And somebody decided to go ahead and put the top down on that vet.
That is retiring homecoming queen, Kyler Slover, and retiring homecoming king, Kyle Bowers.
Well, welcome back.
I'm guessing it was Bowers' idea to leave the top down in the rain.
After that, we have the girls' volleyball pickup truck.
Lady Mules Volleyball. Coach Snyder there manning the wheel.
And following them, the girls' softball, ages 6 to 8.
No, 6th through 8th grade, I bet
sixth
you.
6th through 8th grade, okay.
I'm betting that is the Center Street softball team that went to state this year.
All right.
And I'm sure that is, because there's Mr. Ellis.
All right, now, we must have had the marching band go by, and this is another
junior high.
This is the junior high school. The Center Street Band.
If they start playing, we'll start listening. Right now, they're marching. Here we go. Let's take a moment. As those caissons go rolling along, and after that we got another really old fire truck, and that would be the, I'm not sure.
Oh, that's People's.
That's People's National Bank after that?
Yeah, there we go.
Well, it would take you to recognize that.
That's right. You got to know your competition.
I was looking for the junior high cheerleaders truck in there somewhere, and I wasn't
I'm not sure exactly where they were.
I don't either. I don't know either. But
4-H should be following 4-H. Up after that.
Yep, there we are.
And they've got a mule, and they're throwing candy pretty good into the crowd here at the corner of East Main and Northeast 4th. That's where we are. We're in the gazebo giving you live coverage of the Fairfield Homecoming Parade on this big day. Leading into the big, big football game tonight between El Dorado and the Fairfield Mules. Undefeated Fairfield, 7-0. El Dorado coming in at 6-1, and that sets it up for a potential championship game.
There's your 2018 Beta Eta Prince, Oliver Young. That's a fancy little utility vehicle they're rolling around in there. Fancy.
A couple of rows, and Oliver looks like he's having a pretty good time.
I think so.
Oliver will be followed up by the Humane Society. And guess what they've got marching in the parade? Some canines. Some pretty attractive looking canines. I bet you those are canines that would be available to adopt.
I would think so.
I would bet that's right.
I'm hoping my daughter's not getting any big ideas. We already have enough animals.
All right, following the Humane Society, it appears that this is the class of 68. These are the seasoned citizens coming back to be a part of the parade. Let me see if I see one there that bothers me every morning.
He's at the
tail
end.
I'm guessing the guy in the white hat.
Victory or peace, whichever you consider. Right there is Dave Lynn.
Has he got his garbage bag underneath him?
Yes, he does. You do not want to have the see, they're going to be sitting on straw. You don't want it to seep up.
That's right.
So Dave's on top of it. I bet you he brought one. And he brought one probably for everybody on the class of 68. 50 years. And you know what? They don't look the worst we're wearing. Now, the guy in the back looks a little old, but the rest of them look pretty good.
The rest of them look pretty sharp, yeah. I think I see Mr. Mons on there. So I see a few that I know.
All right. The class of 68 back.
Shirley. I see Shirley and Mrs. Mons and Shirley Miller and the whole crew up there.
A lot of them stayed around, didn't they?
They did.
American Veterans Outdoor Association follows the class of 68.
Nice looking Hummer. I guess that's what that is.
Yeah, sharp.
Boy, that is nice. After that, the queen of Jeff Frontier days.
Talen Kavachi. And I'm betting that that's Bryce's youngin.
Yeah, he's driving.
Well, that's scary.
And then after that,
our Fall Fun Fest Prince and Princess, isn't it, Mike? Leighton Johnson and Ranson Fox, I believe.
And then all the Bobcats.
Bobcat athletes coming after that. The Frontier Community College athletes as a part of the parade. Well, that's a nice touch by the college to
it
have
is.
Their athletes be here.
Right, speak of the Devils. Look at this.
All right. Way
at
to go.
Service.
Yeah, sir. We need some.
Thanks, Dre.
Oh,
appreciate
candy.
It, bub. How you doing, man?
Good, how you doing?
Good to see you guys. Thank you for coming up here.
They thought we looked famished, evidently.
Absolutely.
Mike.
Bobcat athletes followed by Miss Fairfield Fun Fest.
Lindsay Lane.
First runner-up, Madison Oliver. Second runner-up, Jay Lee Vaughn.
And Miss Congeniality was Chandra Lee.
I've got to turn the page. This is a long parade.
Yes.
Those girls have got to be cold.
Yeah.
Got to be cold.
Well, they've got the top down on those vehicles.
Yeah.
All right. Should be coming up on the Girl Scouts on a 15-foot trailer. Now, where is that? There must be a lag. Maybe they are there. They didn't get a trailer.
They didn't get the trailer. Looks like they may be on foot. We got the Boy Scouts.
I tell you what, it looks like the Boy Scouts are intermingling with the Girl Scouts.
Right.
They're right next to that are the Boy Scouts. And they're also, well, several strong. I'd say a couple of dozen Boy Scouts in the parade here. Passing us at the gazebo at Northeast 4th and East Main. And that gets us to what should be the Dairy Queen golf cart.
There they are. They're back here.
You don't suppose they're throwing out ice cream, do you?
If they do, I want them to throw something up here. That
throw me a dilly bar.
There you go.
A dilly bar. But it has to be sugar-free.
That's right.
Right now, we're getting close to 3 o'clock at WFIW Fairfield. And we're about halfway through. About 3/4 of the way through the parade right now. The homecoming parade in downtown Fairfield. And still a number of Boy Scouts passing us. That means we still are looking for the Dairy Queen golf cart. There it is.
There's Monty and Denise.
I just want to note how professional that was of you to get your call letters out at the top of the hour.
Legal ID.
Yeah, legal ID. Very well done.
We must be legal in our broadcasting. And this is a pretty good size. I would hate to have to drive this thing through downtown. This is
Layla Wiggins. She's the Beta Eta sorority princess.
But she's got a vehicle to ride on, doesn't she?
It's white Dodge. That's a big Dodge.
Yeah, they weren't very specific whenever they said that. But
a big white Dodge.
It is white.
And it's making its way.
Those of you who can hear us but haven't seen yet, you'll see what we're talking about.
It's just making the turn onto East Main, and it's a big one.
There's the New Hope School cheer squad.
And they're covered up pretty good with the, those signs on the side of that pickup? That's the reason why I couldn't go to bed until 11 o'clock last night. I've got a granddaughter on that that pickup truck. And you know what? The signs have held up well.
Yes,
they have. Nicely done.
Good job, Carol.
Good job, Carol. And I don't want any sympathy coming my way that I didn't get to bed at 10 o'clock like I normally do. But nonetheless,
I'm just sacrifices. You're just saying, right?
Sacrifices. After that, we have Stouter Eye Care. No, that can't be that.
No, I believe
that's a Jeff Cheerleaders right there. No.
Nope. Aperion Healthcare.
Aperion. Yeah.
There we go.
And then
the class
of 78.
All right, so the 78ers are back here. Let's see how many of them are here.
Now, they are not out as full force as the 68ers.
All right. Well, we're going to wave to them nonetheless, and we're going to welcome them back. If they have left, we're glad you're back in Fairfield. If you stayed, hey, we're glad you're here.
That's right.
So the class of 78.
Is that Lori? Okay, that's Lori. Lori Robson, Martha Vaughn. So a few of them.
Seems just like yesterday, doesn't it?
Something like that.
Actually, I just saw Lori this morning at work, so it seems kind of like this morning.
I believe this is supposed to be the Jasper Cheerleaders next, right? 30 foot. That's a 30-foot trailer from here.
I believe that's a Jasper Jeff baseball and softball teams, actually.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right. Okay.
And then there are the Jasper cheer.
So my granddaughter should be. She's probably on the other side. I can't see.
Isn't that typical?
Yeah.
That's the way that works.
Well, Mike, I didn't hear that you sacrificed anything for those signs.
I didn't.
All right. Well, I just want to make sure. I just want that to be on the record, okay? All right. We've got career development coming up real soon. Either that or we got a pretty good lag right now, don't we?
Yep.
Yes, we do. And you know what? We've been pretty fortunate. I don't see anything falling right now. So if there's sprinkles, it's very light.
Yeah, it's thin.
And so we're very fortunate. See, during this lag, what happens is the kids are able to venture out in the middle of the road to get the candy that didn't get lofted far enough into the crowd.
Yeah. Yeah. So improper launch angle.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know all about that, don't you, the baseball
that's
coach?
That's the new thing now.
All right, now. Help me, folks. This
career
is CDC right now.
That's correct.
That's career development.
All right. And it looks like they're a part of the next three or four.
Van and the Walkers.
Oh, I like the hair. I like the hair. That's cool.
That's a neat van, too. I like the colors in the van.
Yep.
Now, we've got a Carter truck.
This should be
is this the
junior
football?
Mules.
The JFL?
Yes. Junior
7th
football.
And 8th grade. Junior Mule.
This is where it all starts, isn't it, Billy?
Right here. You know, and the thing about it is, and that's much to Coach Townsend's credit. He stays involved with the junior league and involved with their coaches so that these kids are learning the proper way to run a system so that when they get to high school, it's just a matter of adding some wrinkles here and there.
There, you can't put a value on that, I mean, because you're right. I mean, it's old hand by the time they get to Townsend. Then it's all about technique, isn't it?
Yeah, then it's about technique and add a wrinkle here and put a crease here and let's change this just a little bit, and they never slow down.
Well, I got to tell you, there's another. Now, that's a boisterous group there. That's the 5th and 6th grade junior mules, and they're fired up. You know, I bet you they'll be there in force tonight, too.
You know it.
There's no umbrellas there.
No.
No, they're football players.
There's one up front knows his touchdown dance already.
Yeah, it's a and then I think now we go to the 3rd and 4th grade.
Right.
We're getting pretty close to.
Now, this is what is neat to me, Mike, is the fact that you have 3rd and 4th grade kids.
My grandson's one of those.
Yeah, yeah. And see, they're
tell you,
already
a pretty good sized kid on that truck. Look at a couple of those linemen.
Yeah,
they're already learning the fundamentals of the system.
Yeah, they're learning how to catch a football while being on the back of a pickup or a trailer
good
too.
Good start.
All right, so that's where it starts in 3rd grade, huh,
there
Billy?
You go. 3rd grade, and they start learning the fundamentals and the basics and the basic sets and the basic plays and. And then by the time they get to high school, it's old hat.
I think this is going to be – we're getting close to the end here. This is the Fairfield Rural Fire Department. And if I'm not mistaken, they're towards the very end of this.
Horses. We got horses.
And you put the horse – Mike, let me just tell you something as a banker.
And that's why.
That's exactly right.
Yep,
you put horses at the end of a parade. I knew that.
If you're the guy that gets put right behind the horses, you have a job.
Yeah. Well, usually you have the guy that you love the most in town with a shovel walking behind. Now, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to nominate Dave Lane for that next year.
There you go.
Good thing.
The guy with the shovel. Well, we've been giving you about a half an hour of live coverage from downtown, from the gazebo at the corner of East Main and Northeast 4th. Mike, what did you think about the parade?
It was great. I love it.
everybody loves a parade, and we didn't. While we got some rain on our parade, we didn't get enough to ruin it, did we, Billy?
Absolutely not. And it's great because you see this many folks want to come out, yeah, be a part of it, experience it, support it, and, you know, you hope that it carries over to the train yard tonight.
I want to tell both of you. I did a commentary this week that I really sincerely meant, and what I meant was my wife and I, we said, you know, when we retire, we want to go to a small town. We wanted to be able to walk uptown, to be able to go to church or to be able to walk to the train yard. And, you know, this is today kind of the culmination of that for us. This is why people so love coming back to Fairfield. It really is. It's a wonderful environment. And the addition is, unlike there was for many, many, many years, this football program has really injected pride into the community when we needed it most.
I agree 100%. And we have a great facility now that's commensurate with the ability levels of the team and the players. And, you know, there's an atmosphere about the train yard that you don't have in a lot of places because it's just a football field. But there's the atmosphere, the railroad tracks, the grain elevator. There's just something about the train yard that it's a lot of fun on a Friday night.
All right.
And winning translates, too.
Yes.
Yes, it does. Okay, before I let you go, I need a prediction on tonight, Mike.
Fairfield.
Fairfield.
Mules by 3 scores.
Here's my prediction. It's going to be a 3-train night.
3-train night. Okay. That's fair enough. That's fair enough.
Thank you, Billy Rogers. Thank you, Mike Copeland. Thank you to Fairfield National Bank for sponsoring this live coverage of the downtown homecoming parade. And with that, I'm going to take it back to the studios, and Double D, take it away.